Braided Journey by Shelley Tannenbaum. One of the distinctive features of the Alaskan landscape is the intertwining braids of its mountain rivers. Rain and snowmelt flow onto large gravel beds created by ancient retreating glaciers and combine with silty glacial meltwaters to make rivers that look like separate, intertwining creeks. Clear fresh waters combine with gray-blue silty glacial melt in a swirl of movement and immense beauty. These braided rivers serve as watering holes for bears, caribou, moose, and the other animals that roam freely in central Alaska's vastness. I've come to see my pathway to Quaker spirituality and my witness on climate change as a braided river. It combines several originally distinct but now connected concerns: peace, justice, and earth care. The braid that makes up my first connection with friends came about through my work in the peace and disarmament movements, first as a political organizer working on disarmament issues, and later as an opponent of the first Gulf War. A second braid appeared as I became familiar with Quaker testimonies and discovered my natural affinity with the Friends' testimony on equality. As a child of the movements for civil rights and women's rights, I felt at home with this witness of Friends in the world. A third braid became evident through worship. I recognized that in a gathered meeting, the deep mystical connections we feel with each other and with spirit are akin to the spiritual connections I feel with the natural world. I sense a feeling of oneness, especially in the wild beaches and mountains in coastal California where I live. These three themes, peace, justice, and earth care, have braided together in my life. They have manifested in my past work on the board of Earthlight magazine, and more recently, in service on the boards of Quaker Institute for the Future and Quaker Earth Care Witness. In December 2013, I became QEW's General Secretary, charged with growing and maintaining our network of North American friends, carrying a concern for our human interconnections with the environment. The issue of our century is climate disruption. How can we expect to live in peace and justice in the face of global warming and climate chaos? Our work on climate disruption brings together the traditional Quaker concerns for peace and justice with our growing concern for earth care. The most extreme effects of climate chaos will affect the world's poorest and most vulnerable people, as well as tens of thousands of species. For example, by 2050, it is expected that 18 million Bangladeshis will be displaced as climate change refugees due to sea level rise. Diminished freshwater resources have triggered violence in Syria and Darfur, and climate disruption could set off violence in a range of global hotspots. As a scientist, part of my reason for dedicating this part of my life to working on this issue stems from my awareness of the following. The amount of carbon already in the atmosphere will continue to cause worsening climate change for many years to come. Second, the best scientific evidence shows that 80% of the carbon fuels now in the ground must stay there if we are to succeed in preserving a livable planet. Lastly, fossil fuel companies continue to plan to extract as much fossil fuel as they can, even while some of the remaining fuel is especially dangerous to extract and significantly more polluting. Our spiritual connection to the natural world and our earth care witness is the growing edge for Friends. We are beginning to sense that there is that of God not only in everyone, but also in everything. All of nature deserves our awe, respect, and gratitude. We Friends will grow spiritually as we deepen our connection to the natural world. With greater scientific understanding of how Earth functions, we are already learning how to live sustainably. But it is our growing spiritual connection with the natural world that will allow us to act on this ecological knowledge and create a livable planet. This past summer, I visited two yearly meetings that chose themes linked to earth care, climate change, and living sustainably for their annual sessions. They met in wildly different settings. Alaska Friends Conference's geography spans subarctic tundra and vast expanses of open space. Its economy is oil-dominated, and its geology is marked by seismically active mountain ranges. Southern Appalachia Yearly Meeting and Association, SEMA, meets in a subtropical climate among lush tree-covered rolling hills. It is home to long-time settlement and a formerly coal-dominated economy. Friends in both yearly meetings know that they are living in their own piece of paradise, and they are grateful to live amongst such beauty and bounty. Each meeting seeks a way to witness in the world on earth care. Friends recognize the enormity of the struggle to provide a livable planet in the face of unprecedented climate change and desire to find an equitable way to share Earth's resources. We do not have all the solutions needed to limit climate disruption and live sustainably. We know we must change our lifestyles. We must conserve energy, engage in less energy-intensive and more spiritually fulfilling activities, and adopt energy-efficient technologies. Some of these paths are known and some are still being developed. However, the bigger question remains, do we have the social, political, and economic will to change? We will need spiritual transformation to free us, to change how we connect to the natural world. Imagine a world where we spend more time exchanging stories, cultivating gardens, listening to the wind, and caring about each other. For myself, I can't wear that fossil fuel sword anymore. This is why I have committed myself to work on creating an economy free of fossil fuels. This is Shelley Tannenbaum. I'm the General Secretary of Quaker Earth Care Witness. I'm currently serving on the board of Quaker Institute for the Future, and I had previously served on the boards of both QEW and Earthlight Magazine. I'm a member of Strawberry Creek Meeting in Berkeley, California.